A clear demonstration of that fact can help conservation efforts. As we have seen, many useful clinical applications flow from a non-materialist approach to neuroscience. When we treat the mind as capable of changing the brain, we can treat conditions that were once considered difficult or impossible to treat. But we also need a model for how the mind acts on the brain. The mind's interaction with the brain. If it is for the mind that we are searching the brain, then we are supposing the brain to be much more than a telephone exchange. We are supposing it to be a telephone exchange along with subscribers as well. Nobel Prize-winning neuroscientist Charles Sherrington, 1857 to 1952. As we have seen, several lines of evidence demonstrate that mental phenomena can significantly alter brain activity. These lines include our fMRI studies about emotional self-regulation and the impact of CBT in spider phobia, as well as the functional neuroimaging studies of the placebo effect. The results of this last set of studies clearly show that brain activity can be driven by the patient's mental belief and expectation in relation to a proposed medical treatment. To interpret the results of these studies, we need a hypothesis that accounts for the relationship between mental activity and brain activity. The psychoneural translation hypothesis, PTH, is one such hypothesis. It posits that the mind, the psychological world, the first-person perspective, and the brain, which is part of the so-called material world, the third-person perspective, represent two epistemologically different domains that can interact because they are complementary aspects of the same transcendental reality. The PTH recognizes that mental processes, for example, volitions, goals, emotions, desires, beliefs, are neurally instantiated in the brain, but it argues that these mental processes cannot be reduced to and are not identical with neuroelectric and neurochemical processes. Indeed, mental processes, which cannot be localized in the brain, cannot be eliminated. The reason that mental processes cannot be localized within the brain is that there is actually no way of capturing thoughts merely from studying the activity of neurons. This problem is similar to the problem of trying to determine the meaning of messages in an unknown language, thoughts, merely by examining its writing system, neurons.